Okay, what about if somebody just all of a sudden gets sick? What would you say? Last night she...
She was all right last night and just woke up this morning sick.
Okay, how would you say she got sick, she took sick, she...
She took sick through the night.
Okay. Okay, okay, but if you know that it's temporary and she's going to be on her feet soon, you would say she, well, she's sick.
She'll
right
get
now.
Over this in a day or two.
Okay. What about a person that, how would you describe the way a cold appears in somebody's system? He did what?
I had a bad cold.
But when he first gets it, how do you say it? He caught cold?
He caught cold.
Or he took cold?
Oh, he caught a cold last night.
Okay. And if he can't talk, what do you call it? His voice gets really deep and scratchy and funny.
Well, he just loses his voice.
And you can hardly hear him.
Yeah.
He's talking so...
low, too. You can't hardly hear him. The cold's packed in his voice.
Horse?
Oh, horse.
Mm-hmm.
Horse, yeah.
For not being able to talk that way. Okay, and if I'm doing this all the time, what am I doing?
Coughing.
Okay. If I start yawning, you can say, I think
he's getting sleepy.
Okay. Okay, and at usually about 6 o'clock is when you do what?
Sleep.
From sleep.
Wake up from sleep.
Okay. Okay, so at 6 o'clock yesterday morning, you what?
I got up, woke up, got up.
Okay. Okay, if you can't hear very well, you say that you're sort of...
Hard to hear.
Okay, but if you can't hear at all,
you're deep.
Stone. Okay. Okay, what about, sweating a lot. If you
perspire.
I mean, if it's a hot day and you start working and your clothes are drenched by the time you get finished, you would say that he had
sweated.
Okay. Okay, what do you call a sore on some part of your body that is always infected, and it seems to seep.
A boil or something like that?
Have you ever heard it called a rising?
Rising, a boil. Rising is not as bad as a boil, it's worse than a rising, you know.
Because I remember it always being called rising when I was little, and then sometime later, I learned the word boil.
Uh-huh. Okay. It can be called either one, but usually if you got bored, it's something, a riding will come on to a head pretty easy, but a boil has a hard time. It starts deep in. It starts deep, and sometimes you have to help it get out.
Like, cutting it open or...
I've had them lanced. The doctor had lanced.
Okay, what if, Mama hit her leg recently with a hammer, and it got really fat. It got bigger than the other one. I would say, and I said that
it's swelling and bruised and swelled out.
Right. Okay. Okay. When you have a bad blister on your hand or your leg or something, what do you call the water or the liquid that's underneath the blister? Do you have a name for it?
Pasta. It pastes up.
Okay, but do you have any, when you break it, do what runs out?
The water.
Okay, that's what I would say too.
Blister.
Okay, well, I think we did that.